Yoga Nidra for Second Spring. It's time for you to rest. Hang up your Do Not Disturb sign. Take some time to lie down and get really comfortable. You can lie on your side, maybe, or on your back. Or recline. It might be nice to have your knees supported, a blanket to keep warm and cozy, and a cushion for your head if you need it. Take all the time you need to faff around with cushions, fiddle with blankets, to get as comfortable as you can be, wriggling, stretching, finding a way to lie so that your shoulders can release and your hips soften. Softly settling down, sinking and settling into your resting place. Letting your eyes soften or close. Welcome to the practice of Yoga Nidra. Welcome to this safe, protected place of rest, to your home. Just being here is more than enough. We've burnt the to-do list. The hardest part is over, and there's no wrong way to do this. You can't get it wrong. This is all an invitation for you to take or to leave as you please. All of you is welcome here. Most especially the grumpy, the judgmental, the wounded parts. They are invited to rest here too. The intention of this practice is to explore second spring, finding your own pace and your own way. Noticing your breath, just soft and effortless. Noticing how each breath holds the seasonal cycle within it. Each one subtly different, and yet the same. Effortless and soft and deep. The start of the in-breath. The dawn of spring, expanding into the fullness of the breath, summer, releasing into autumn in the out-breath, and the quiet of winter at the end of the out-breath. All the seasons roll effortlessly through you, with no pushing or trying involved. The building of the in-breath, the filling, an expansion, always followed by the release and emptying of the out-breath. The building of spring and summer filling and expanding you. Always followed by the release and emptying of the autumn and winter. Spring and summer bringing you out into the world. And autumn and winter bringing you home to yourself. Notice the in-breath, the first spark of expansion. Perhaps you're aware of the sensation of being expanded, or perhaps not. Of allowing air to move you, allowing yourself to be moved. Get curious about the experience of breathing in, just for a few cycles. Maybe letting yourself be breathed. Letting the air come and go easily. Just soft and slow and deep. Just fine, exactly as you are. Take a moment to imagine something good coming your way. Something good coming towards you. And notice the pleasing sense of anticipation as it arises. Notice how this feels in your body. An inner smile, perhaps there's opening or softening, maybe. Enjoy your inner smile. We're going to take a walk now, visiting parts of the body, and imagining each place being touched by the warmth of early spring sunshine. Starting between the eyebrows, and feeling sun on the base of the throat, just underneath your chin. Warmth where the collarbones meet on the upper chest. Continuing to the right shoulder. Sunshine on the elbow, on the wrist, and in the centre of the palm. Feeling sunbeams touch the right thumb and to the very tip of the forefinger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. The early spring sunshine washing back up the right arm to the armpit. Then all down the side of the ribs and in the waist, the right groin and hip, and on. Spring sunshine on the front and the back of the thigh. On the right knee, for the shin and calf, and the ankle. The top of the right foot and the sole of the right foot. The warmth of spring sun on the right toes, the big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and the little toe. Washing back up the right leg. Warming the centre of the pubic bones. The navel, solar plexus, over the heart, and between the collarbones. Spring sunshine on the left shoulder, shining down the left arm to the elbow, to the wrist, and sun in the center of the left palm. Small beams of spring light on the tip of the left thumb, the forefinger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. Spring sunshine washing back up the left arm to the armpit. Sunshine there. The warmth of spring sunlight down the side of the ribs and the waist, the left groin and hip, and on warmth spreading down the front and back of the thigh, the left knee, the shin and calf and the ankle, the top of the left foot and the sole of the left foot. Sunshine to the tips of the left toes, the big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and little toe. Spring sunshine washing back up the left leg, ankle, knee, and hip, touching the centre of the pubic bones, the navel, solar plexus, over the heart, and the centre of the collarbones. Coming to the back of the body now. Warm sunshine lighting the sacrum and washing the whole of the spine, each vertebrae from the low back, through the waist, behind the lungs and heart, all the way to the top of the back, left shoulder blade, right shoulder blade, up the neck, and in the base of the skull. The back of the head, the crown of the head, forehead, gentle light shining on the left temple and the right temple, left eyelid and right eyelid, between the eyebrows and shining down the nose to the tip. Left cheek, right cheek, left jaw, right jaw, top lip, bottom lip, even the places where the lips touch. Sunshine again in the hollow where the collarbones meet. And a whole beam of light shining along the midline of the body down the sternum, over the heart to the solar plexus, past the navel and warming the womb space. Light also on the perineum at the very base of the body. Shining. With every breath in, notice how the sunshine seems to expand to fill the whole body with warmth and vitality. And with every breath out, the warmth contracts and concentrates into the womb space. Breathing in and filling the whole body. Breathing out. And focusing on the womb space, intense warmth, in your own pace. Moving effortlessly between these two states of being with the breath. The light spreading out on the in-breath and bringing it deep inside you on the out-breath. Now holding both at the same time, having both the whole body warmed by sunshine and an intense warm in the womb space, both together. How is it to have both together? Just for a moment. And letting that go. Imagine that you could journey down inside into the pelvic bowl, where you find you can rest in a safe, comfortable nest with just the right kind of softness, just the right cushions and blankets for you to rest perfectly. And you can observe the gleaming, resilient structure of the pelvis encircling you, holding you safe, free from worries or cares. You are protected here. Take time to admire this beautiful home, celebrating the resilience of a life lived and survived. Finding in this safe citadel a place to rest, curling up now in this safe haven. You feel the protection of the pelvic bowl around you, containing. And you see before you a young tree, a sapling, her new leaves gleaming in the spring sunshine. Bright green and just at the moment of unfurling. You can rub your fingers across the leaves. Feel their texture. You smell the scent of wet earth left by the recent rain. And you become aware of the sound of other young trees all around you. A whole grove of beautiful trees. Each one unique in their stance and colouring. You hear the sound of many leaves shaking and trembling in the warm spring breeze. Looking down, you see that there are tools left for you to provide the nourishment and safety that this beautiful tree needs to flourish. There is protection to shield her from the hungry woodland creatures. There is support for her to keep her anchored when the spring storms blow in. There is a container with the particular nourishment she needs for her roots and for her foliage. Take some time now to use the tools and equipment around you to protect, support, and nourish your sapling. You find you know exactly what is needed, and it comes easily to you to tend to this tree so she can establish herself in this place. When your tasks are completed, your attention is drawn again to the sound of the leaves rustling. And you catch the words she has for you. Sending her blessings now in words and gifts before you depart. Noticing the breath once more. And naming the seasons in the breath. The spring and summer. Autumn and winter. Rolling through you in their own pace, their own timing. Spring and summer. Autumn and winter and spring. And returning to that inner smile, knowing that goodness is coming your way. Notice how this smile feels in the body as you open to goodness. And coming back to the breath, making it a little noisier now as the in-breath comes in to tickle the nooks and crannies of the body, bringing life back in to the dry places, breathing life into the moist places, opening into hollows and curves, breathing into joints, breathing life into dips and unknown places. Letting the breath warm dry places, tingly places, behind the knee, into the tummy button, wrinkles and scars and wobbly bits and freckles, returning towards the here and now as your breath becomes noisier, hearing the whispers, maybe other body sounds, tummy rumbling, joints creaking, noticing the sounds in the room around you, casting your awareness out to sounds beyond the room, calling you back into the here and now, knowing that you are still safe and sound in your comfortable resting place. Let yourself stretch in any way that feels good for your body to move. You might want to lie on your side or rest a little longer, remembering where you are, the colours that you'll see as you softly let your eyes open. As we close this practice of Yoga Nidra, to explore second spring, finding your own pace and your own way. Come back into the here and now. Give yourself some gentle integration time to potter, wander about gently before returning to your day. Congratulations on giving yourself this rest. It will benefit many more people than you know.